Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hello, Demetrius.
Hello.
How you doing today, bud?
All right.
Well, I just wanted to get in touch with you. Well, so far for your QAs, we do have a few we want to talk about, but I'm not going to get into that right now. I did want to talk about some of your pause time usage.
Pause time usage? What, follow work?
No, it's actually like break time.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm going to have to go document this in the system for you. I'll just go ahead and read it out loud to you. As on February 26th, retention agent Demetrius Atkins used 35 minutes of break when he was only allotted 23 minutes. Mr. Atkins knows how much break time he is allowed per shift, as he was addressed for abusing his break time on February 19th. Mr. Atkins understands that his allotted break time is determined by the hours worked and knows that any time used more than his approved break time is viewed as break abuse, and future infractions of this nature will lead to increasing disciplinary action, which it could build up to a loss of home privileges and up to termination. But I would like to think that we're going to have a handle on that before it even gets close to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know what that is. Because... I get that now, because I'm not working the same hours I'm working, so my break time is shorter.
And I just posted the breakdown scale for you again. I gave this to you back in September, but I know how things kind of get lost in the shuffle of things, so I'm going to go ahead and give that to you again. That way you can kind of keep up with, you know, with how much time you'll have based on how many hours you work or schedule for.
Okay. Yeah, because when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not working the same hours, so that'd be different break time.
Yep.
Okay.
It happens to the best of us.
That gets situated quickly.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, short thing, I appreciate your effort. Let me go ahead and look at some of these, because you really don't have too many calls as far as your QA is concerned. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put this, it's a developmental coaching for violation of company policy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in. You just sign in onto like your QA area and sign off on that, you know, we had this coaching. Let me pull up this QAs for you. One of them that I pulled up was already overturned to 100. So that's good. I can just delete that one. Let me get these other ones to pull up if they will. You know how it is when you click on them.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit there and take forever to actually load for us.
Yeah.
I know my Excel sheet's trying to crash. Don't you love technology?
Definitely. Just love it.
Everything works as it's supposed to. Nothing wrong ever happens.
Exactly. Just perfect.
Well, the one in Good Brands was, it was for a no brand at the end of the call where you just forgot to say thank you for calling customer support at the end of that phone call. And that's a 90 for Good Brands. I'm attempting to pull up the 90 for Rogue Wreck. And then there's also a 0 for Supreme. Let me see exactly what that's from. And all three of these calls were done on Oh, I'm sorry. That I had the call date there incorrectly. The call date is on February 27th.
I wonder what the zero supreme is for.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that now. I don't know why it's being difficult.
I can probably understand probably the 90 for one of those because I feel like a customer probably made me mad and I probably just didn't say thank you. That sounds
yeah,
about right.
Sometimes we kind of get into our feelings about some of them, but you know, the thing is those are always going to be the ones that get pulled for some reason.
Well,
there we go. Let me pull up that 90 now. I had to copy and paste the hard link directly.
Okay.
Still sitting there spinning. Golly. Okay. Okay, well, it says customer, or says you didn't ask any info to verify the account, but told the customer you couldn't find their account and to call back in 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, and that was done on March 2nd. Were you having any kind of issues on March 2nd?
March 2nd, let me see. Oh, did I mention somebody on March 2nd? It said I told him to call back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, here, let me copy and paste it to our thing so you can kind of read what I'm reading.
Okay.
Yeah, he said to call him back in 30 minutes.
Huh. I think I'm going to verify the account. I don't remember that. I'm trying to see why would I do that?
Has no brand. Well, I'm not sure. I'm looking at the IT area too, and I'm just going to kind of scroll back to that date. Luckily, it's kind of close.
Like, was I having computer problems then or something?
If you want, I can find the copy of that call and send it to you.
Yeah. I really don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't see why I would say that. Call back in 30 minutes. Why would I say that? And it's for a Supreme?
Yeah.
Huh. That has me baffled there. I really couldn't say. Why would I do that? I feel like there has to be some type of reason, though. Like, I just want to do that for no reason.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think, you know, you're definitely not the type that would just blow off a customer and, you know, just not do anything. Let's see.
Let me see. Let me check my messages. Maybe I messaged somebody that day.
Yeah, I was looking at the IT group and didn't see anything. That's one. It's one of the reasons why I was kind of eager to talk to you about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
March the 2nd was on what day was that on? That was on a Friday. No, that's April. That was on a Tuesday? You said it was March the 2nd?
Yeah. Do you work Tuesday? No, that was the day that they QA'd it. Let me check the actual date. Actually, okay, you know what? That actually has been flipped around to be a 100, actually. So don't worry about that one. I guess they had something going wrong. Maybe there was a system thing going down. And maybe QA at first marked it off. And then IT probably had to come behind them and say, hey, something was going on that day.
Oh, okay.
You know, every once in a while, we'll have those issues, you know.
Yeah, I was like, I'm up searching the calendar and, like, who I messaged. They're like, I'm like, I would not just blow up a customer like that. That makes no sense. A customer has not made me that angry.
Yeah, especially at the beginning.
Okay. Especially I didn't get to say nothing to him yet. Okay, that makes sense. And what was the, as you said, I had another one?
Yeah, there is a, let's see, there was the good brands, and that was for no brand. Then these two got turned to 100. And if my Excel sheet would just act right, I could have this done for you already. Sometimes it just, every time I want to pull up a QA, it just tries to act like it's going to crash my Excel sheet for some reason. Come on, hyperlink. Well, this is the last one, too.
Okay.
Do you see the Koala Viking call and the QAs? Oh. I don't know if you're looking at them or not.
I'm messaging IT right now so they can send me my information. So I really did forgot to do that. Logging. And what do you say is disciplinary?
Disciplinary. Yeah, so that's part of, you'll see it as a developmental coaching, which is a step one for violation of company policy, which is, that covers stuff like leaving early and, you know, other things like that as a violation of company policy.
I'm trying to message IT so they can send me, like, reset my password or something, or, like, send me my password information so I can log into it. Because I'm not able to log into it for some reason. Maybe I don't know my password or something. But, and that site where I signed stuff is called the, what's the site called?
Oh, okay. So the 80 is because you didn't leave a message on the voice machine.
Oh, okay.
So anytime, you know, just go ahead and leave a message. I know it could be a little, yeah. It says no message left on the voice machine. So yeah, just make sure you're leaving those voicemails from here on out.
What do we actually just supposed to say? Like, just call back?
Yeah, I'd say something like, thanks for calling customer support. My name's John. We're just calling you back. We had a request for a call back. If you'll just call us back on this number at your earliest convenience, we'll be glad to assist you. Thanks again for calling customer support, or something to that extent.
Okay. I got you. Question real quick. What should I say to IT to say, hey, I'm having trouble logging into my, for the disciplinary report?
Are you trying to log in through Internet Explorer?
No. Oh, let me try. I haven't. So, the last time we tried it, I was not able to sign in. So I can sign in that information.
Yeah, message him and just say that, because it should be like the same password you use when you log into Windows.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's what I'm using. Well, that's what I was using, and it wasn't doing good. And you said, do it through Excel, right? I mean, not Excel, but
Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. Let me try this real quick. Let me just try this. Nah, I swear, if this works now. Oh my gosh, it works. What was I doing last time?
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So you'll see it under pending write-ups.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it right now.
Just keep up with it, man. You know, it really has to be, I mean, I'm not even supposed to say this, but it really has to be kind of like an extreme situation for me to even address a rate time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I really just don't go around writing people up for breaks.
I get you. But, you know, I just totally forgot about my hours on that, because usually, you know, working full shift, you get like 2 15s. But I guess since I'm working like 7 now, so that's less than that and whatnot. Okay, that's up here. But yeah, I definitely got you. Let me sign these. And was there anything I had to ask Skew about? Huh, why can I not type? Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. You might have to click it to where it says refusal to sign. It may automatically start as a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have to click that to a no, then
there
sign
you
it.
You're right. You're right. I'm up for clicking every button. I'm like, why isn't it?
Yeah. I had to figure that out too.
So do I need to put the date?
Yeah, just put the date or it'll let you select today's date.
Well, I'm kind of glad it was just for these. I know no write up is any good, right? I'm just glad it's not for the other ones.
Yeah. Well, and you know, anything before, like between that date and today's date, if it were to occur again, you know, I'm not going to hold that against you. So it would be from today moving forward.
I'm just glad it's not one of those when I forget to ask the what's the name.
Oh yeah.
I was most glad. Once you started saying all that, I'm like, okay, it's not those, so
you were ready for that one.
Exactly. I was like, dang, what did I do? I knew I did good. I made sure I asked you.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those from you in a while, so that's awesome.
I'm definitely not trying to get one of them, so okay, I signed everything. Let me make sure. Yes. Yep. Thanks. Everything's been signed. Yep. Everything's been signed on that. And I think I asked a question. I think I asked you this question. For some situations with the watches, they be weird. I swear, like, I think it's when I asked you about the other time. I'm trying to figure out how to pull up the message and see. It's just...
Is it one that you asked? I think there was one you sent me that I didn't see until yesterday, where it says the watch is for Brownstone. If the Bluetooth or app isn't connecting, but what we do for the customer?
Yeah, I was having trouble with that. Just reship it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was my first thought. I was just like, make sure real quickly. But, okay, because the watch situation is sometimes weird to me. And she was asking me, like, a lot of questions, like, how to work the watch. I'm like, baby, I ain't never seen the watch before.
Yeah.
But, I think that was mostly the only thing, and I think that's mostly the only thing. And
is that it?
I noticed a lot of customers. I had like a few calls. They call about a charge and not able to find the account and whatnot. But one of the charges like matches the like a 9195 charge. They're calling me about a 9195 charge. But mm-hmm. And the bank's providing them with this number, but still not able to find the account and stuff like that.
Sometimes there's a 20-minute delay in between the transactions occurring and it reflecting to some of our accounts. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that before. Even recently, I've noticed where agents' notes came in and then immediately afterwards, they were charged for the product that they were calling about immediately, like a reflecting.
Oh yeah. I've been noticing that too, because they'll call in trying to cancel on the account.
I think that's more of like a connective issue that's happening with them, because I believe that all the campaigns are going to switch back to Limelight and do away with connective.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like connective though.
Yeah, it's either way. Connective was cool, but then they kind of started restricting what we can do on the account, so we had to Google Doc everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess that was all my questions. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's all my questions there. For that. Oh, so you heard about you know how they're removing the mask and stuff like that. So
yeah.
So is ASK doing anything about that? Like, are they bringing more people in the building, or they're just gonna keep it like it is?
They haven't started yet, but they've kind of been releasing things about what you have to do to stay at home if you want to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
As far as there's a certain attendance level you have to hit, and you have to keep your QAs above a 90, which your QAs are fine. So just as long as, you know, the whole attendance thing is cleared up, and I don't, mm-hmm. and like, I really don't keep up with attendance as much, you know, unless somebody's like not showing up for their shift over and over again. The small things really don't get brought to my attention that can add up. Mm-hmm. But just check with scheduling and see if there is see if there's anything you need to do.
Okay. No problem. Because I'm trying to get my attendance up now because I want to do some admins for OMAX.
So. Yeah, you definitely have I would definitely recommend you for that because I think you would be perfect for it, really. So,
cause I know yeah. Like when I was still in the building, I was trying to do the admin for what was it for? Shaquanda, was this Shaquanda do? I forgot that site name, but I was gonna do so, but I didn't. I guess what's the name got it before me, Ashley, so I had to wait. But
oh yeah,
I ain't tripping about it. But I guess that's everything I need to know.
Yeah, if you have any questions or about anything, feel free to reach out to me, and you know, I'll be glad to answer it and keep you on the right path.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. You have enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one, bud.
You too, man. All right, talk to you later.
Later, bud.